The Plymouth County Historical Museum, as part of its continuing series of sessions focusing on the history of Lamar's during the sesquicentennial year, will feature a program on Sunday focusing on clothing fashions, Lamar's newspapers, and agriculture. Judy Bowman is the executive director with the museum.
We are excited about the big birthday party in Lamar's, and so we are trying to spark the interest in the community with these programs. This will actually be our fourth program. We had to combine the second, third one because of the weather, but this one starts out with Joel DeYoung, and I think everybody knows Joel from the Extension Service. He is going to trace the history of ag in Plymouth County. And, Joel isn't very old, but he knows, he's done the research, so he'll help us figure out what happened in the last 150 years with agriculture. And there will be some other older farmers there. Of course, Norm Barker is always there, and he will maybe contribute to that program also.
Following the segment on agriculture, the attention of the history session will turn to Lamar's businesses and clothing fashions. Terry Clausen of Clausen's Clothing Store will speak about Lamar's businesses of the past.
Terry tells me that, well, he's run the store downtown there on the corner of Plymouth and Central for 31 years. But he tells me there's been a clothing store there since the town started.
Members of the Plymouth County Family and Consumer Science Club will lead the session focusing on clothing fashions and styles through the years. Ruth Postma will be one of the speakers. Also scheduled to speak at the history program on Sunday will be Beverly Van Buskirk.
We did get Beverly Van Buskirk to say yes to sharing because Beverly goes way back with the Sentinel and knows the whole history of the Sentinel. So Lifestyles editor Beverly Van Buskirk will be there to talk about this.
The suspect charged with murder and starting a hotel fire in Sioux City in January will now stand trial in July. 29-year-old Jordan Henry had sent a letter last month to the judge in the case stating he wanted to plead guilty. But in a hearing Friday in Woodbury County District Court, Henry's attorney withdrew the letter. Henry had previously pleaded not guilty to charges of first-degree murder and first-degree arson in the murder of 40-year-old Elizabeth Bockholt of Hinton. He is also alleged to have started a fire in their hotel room to cover up that crime. Judge Stephen Andreessen has set a July 9th trial date for the case. There's another new development in the pending murder trial of a Bancroft, Nebraska man. A court hearing has been set for Monday afternoon in Madison County Courthouse in the case of Derek Olson. Olson is charged in the March 11th, 2017 death of 64-year-old Ernest Warnock. A mistrial was declared in Olson's first trial in late March in Cumming County District Court. A new trial in Madison County has been tentatively set for May 6th. Court documents filed Friday state that Olson will appear in court in Madison County on Monday for a change of plea hearing. That hearing is set for 1 p.m. The deadline passed Thursday on someone's chance to collect $1 million on a Powerball ticket. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Winning tickets have to be cashed in 1 year from the date of purchase, and whoever bought the ticket at the Casey's in Nevada on April 11, 2018, did not bring it to lottery headquarters for the payoff. Iowa Lottery spokesperson Mary Neubauer said earlier this week it would be a first to have a six-figure prize go unclaimed.
To the best of our knowledge, this has never happened before.
The $1 million now goes back into the prize pool. The Iowa Lottery will announce Monday special plans for the unclaimed money. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.
The U.S. Department of Transportation says Iowa may make immediate use of $9 million in Federal Highway Administration emergency relief funds to repair roads damaged by flooding. Secretary of Transportation Elaine Chao announced the emergency grants on Friday. The money can be used to begin short-term repairs while further damage assessments for long-term repairs takes place. The money is allocated for federally eligible highways and bridges damaged by natural disasters or catastrophic events. U.S. Senator Charles Grassley says the money will help get roads reopened in southwest Iowa. Damaged federal aid routes include Interstate 29 and 680, plus U.S. Highway 34. That's a look at your news here on KLEM. For additional news updates, you can always check our website, though, klem1410.com.